Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The majority of counties in this country have declared that they are not going to enforce state and federal gun laws. They have decided that they are going to essentially refuse to implement laws that are on the books. That is a growing problem in this country. And I think we're going to have a conversation about that in the United States Senate. Do we want to continue to supply funding to law enforcement in counties that refuse to implement state and federal gun laws? Red flag laws are wildly popular, right? You're just temporarily taking guns away from people that...
Do you want to withhold money for law enforcement?
I think we have to have a conversation about whether we can continue to fund law enforcement in states where they are refusing to implement these gun laws.
So there you have it. Chris Murphy from Connecticut, a deeply blue state, looking to defund the police in red states because of the sanctuary laws that exist to protect Second Amendment rights. Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins joins us now with reaction. Dr. Hawkins, good to have you here. Your reaction to what it is we're hearing from a very influential liberal in a blue state, Chris Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, I just smile, really. I mean, I take it with a grain of salt. I mean, I know he'll do it if he could, don't get me wrong, but all they would do at that point is turn red states into mirror images of Chicago. That's all they do. They basically, that'd be a way they could make red states look like blue cities. It's a crazy idea. Mm-hmm. And the good news is, if you look at a sheriff, I don't believe they can even defund a sheriff. I believe that's up to the people because it's elected office. So they could say what they want, but you take these good sheriffs around the country that have been very clear, we won't be enforcing, say in Oregon, the sheriff, we've got a number of sheriffs who say there's no way we're enforcing BM 114. Try to defund him and see how that goes. It's not going to work out.
You know, over the weekend, we saw President Biden there in Nantucket, right? Must be nice to be up in Nantucket, you know, on a free ride visit, walking the streets. And he says he wants to make the assault weapons ban a priority. There's no justification for these kinds of weapons of war, you know, the usual sort of context. It's interesting that these guys just, what, 3-4 months ago, they passed, they touted this new gun control law that they were passing. And now suddenly it's just not enough. What's the average gun owner to do here, AWR?
Right. Well, the average gun owner is to join organizations like Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, and so on, so that they have more names on their list that people know they can count on those names to vote against them if they support gun control. I think that's very important. I think the other thing is, buy you a new rifle or a new handgun, some more ammo, and before prices go up, right, and hold on to it, learn how to shoot it. But you know, Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut, I covered already, start my week out. He said, look, Democrats, we don't have the votes to pass an assault weapons ban. Mm-hmm. So this is already just futile talk. There's nothing they can do. And I believe that the Supreme Court, the first chance they get, I believe they're going to strike down assault weapons bans, period. Rule them unconstitutional. I believe that's really where we're headed. All this talk in between here and there is just that. It's talk.
And the reality is you are hard-pressed to find somebody over on the Democrat side of the aisle who can even define, quote, an assault weapon. It's a scary-looking gun. I mean, that's basically what they're telling us, right?
Right. But, you know, I'm just going to say, if you had a .38 Special pointed at my forehead and I looked up and I could see every cylinder had a shell in it or a cartridge in it, mm-hmm, that's pretty scary.
Sure is.
It doesn't make that .38 Special an assault weapon, you know. So just because you look at a gun and the shape of it is scary to you, that doesn't do anything to talk about the gun's velocity or the ease of use or anything else. You know, we covered at Breitbart in the 1990s, Democrats made up the term assault weapon as it applies to, say, AR-15s. They made up that moniker to create a political category of firearms they could turn around and ban. Even the New York Times admitted it. If you Google my work, Google AWR plus New York Times plus Breitbart, you can see it. Even the New York Times admitted it, and I'm shocked they have yet to take that article down.
Is there anything that at the state level that can be done to sort of thwart? I mean, we talked about the sheriffs being locally elected officials. Is there anything that needs to happen in state levels? Can you enshrine at the state level the Second Amendment protections in the same way that we've seen them want to do that for abortion and things like that? I mean, it is explicitly in the Constitution. Can states take any action?
Well, you know, Iowa just did in this last election midterm. Iowa passed an amendment to their constitution listing the Second Amendment as a fundamental right in the state of Iowa.
Wow.
And what that basically does, it will block, disallow, I should say, enforcement of gun controls that are viewed as infringing the Second Amendment. You look at the Second Amendment Preservation Act and other acts of similar names in Missouri. You look in Nebraska, same thing. Arizona declared itself either a Second Amendment sanctuary or I can't remember what, but that language is so common. So many states have done it. And what those states are doing is they are setting up a legal framework whereby they could say, we're just not going to enforce this gun control. So I think that would be thrilling if every state did that. If every state said, look, in our state, all amendments will be supported. All the Bill of Rights, not just the First Amendment in the Bill of Rights, not just the First, Third, and Fifth, but every one of them, and that includes the Second. And that's how we have to do, because if we start chopping it apart, pretty soon you have rights that we consider supreme and rights we consider second class. You can't do that. Once you do that, you've given it up.
Gee, those folks over there getting locked down in China probably would love to have a Second Amendment, wouldn't they? But
I thought about that this morning. It's so funny that you say it. And by funny, I mean ironic. Yeah, I thought about that. I thought, these people have no way to fight back.
Nope.
They can lock them in their apartments and set their buildings on fire. They can't do anything. They can round them up and put them in paddy cars and drive them to an internment camp. They can't do anything. And I'm not in any way inciting violence. I'm just saying that's what our founders understood. The Third Amendment makes clear that the government has no right to come on your property and use it as they wish, apart from a specific law being passed to allow it or us being in a time of war. The Fourth Amendment tells us we're secure in our persons, houses, papers, and effects. Neither of those amendments have any teeth if you don't have a firearm.
That's right.
I hate to tell you that, but they don't. They don't have teeth if the best the American people can do is throw shoes and rocks.
Yeah.
And sadly, that's where the Chinese people are. Look what's happening.
Where do people go to get more information on the great work you're doing, Dr. Hawkins?
Well, they go to Breitbart.com. Mm-hmm. Everything I write shows up there. Or they can go to my Instagram, AWR_Hawkins.
We appreciate you. Have a blessed holiday season, Christmas season, and look forward to catching up with you again, my friend.
You too. Merry Christmas,
buddy. Merry Christmas. News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.